Welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads, and we'll kick this one off by going to some questions. So let me get to my bookmarks, and the first question is: put these in order. This is from Dallow Spicer. Put these in order of best. Watchmen, V for Vendetta, Dark Knight Returns, Sandman, and Preacher. Okay, for me personally, I'd go Dark Knight Returns, Preacher, Watchmen, V for Vendetta, and Sandman in that order. Having said that, I haven't read V for Vendetta. And I have read Sandman, so the fact that Sandman goes in last, I just couldn't get into it. I don't, for whatever reason. But yeah, and Watchmen isn't my highest. I read it very late in life, and I like actually before Watchmen, and a lot of the other stuff like Doomsday Clock that came after it. And I appreciate it. I understand like it was what milestone it was and how it was riffing off of superhero comics at the time, so I appreciate it for what it does and how dense it is and all the stories that are going on and the themes, but definitely not my favorite, but I would rank that one third. What book series do you rate alongside of these or rank higher? I don't know, that's tough. My series are not like the series I enjoy are not what everybody else likes or what people would say. Well, what do you recommend? Well, they'd always recommend this stuff. No, I tend to like my own stuff, and I tend to like 90s comics, and I like Valiant, and I like the Ultraverse and things like that. I like Superman, the Death of Superman. I like Batman Breaking of the Back. I like Long Halloween. I like a lot of stuff over the stuff that I like Swamp Thing, Alan Moore Swamp Thing. I like any Swamp Thing, to tell you the truth. Animal Man. I mean, there's a lot of series that Scalped. Exterminators. I mean, I like a lot of books that are over these ones, particularly for me. But I understand why these books are so important and how they changed a lot of mainstream comics and influenced other comics that I like. So thanks for the question, Dallow. And the next question is from Jason Kim from Hawaii. And he says, "How are your retirement plans coming along? If I remember correctly, you were planning to retire when you turned 55." I don't know. I'm kind of at the place where I probably can retire, but 55. Might be a little early. If I can make it to 59 and a half, that'll probably be. I'll retire early if the circumstances put me there. In other words, like a layoff or something like that. If the circumstances let me get there, then different rules apply, for early retirement. So it all depends how things line up and depends how my parents' health and Barb's parents' health and everybody's health is doing. And I'd like to retire at 55. It'll probably be later than that. But we'll see. So hopefully that answers your question. But definitely, I hope to retire before 60. This is from Kirk. Was Colonel Sanders murdered in a government cover-up? I don't even know how Colonel Sanders died, so I can't know how to answer that question. I'm not a big Kentucky Fried Chicken fan. It was the first chicken place we went to when I was a kid, and then we graduated to Church's Chicken, and now we're definitely Popeye's chicken people. So, yep. So he says Garfield or Heathcliff. Garfield, definitely. I find it more funny than the Heathcliff ever was. Which incarnation of Grendel has been your favorite? This is from Kirk as well. I would say, I don't know. I've only read one of them, and I've never got into Grendel. So the Grendel that teamed up with Batman, whichever one that was, Batman Grendel crossover, Grendel Batman crossover. Yeah, it's an area that I still need to delve into, and I know a lot of people like it. I just never had the desire to get into it, I guess. The naughtiest comic you've ever collected. Oh God, we just talked about this. I can't. Is it Blubber? Yeah, it's Blubber, definitely. There's other comics like Rambaugh and other stuff, and some of the Boundless books that are pretty nasty, but this one is filthy. I mean, it is really filthy. This is from Fantagraphics. Ran from 2015 to 2017. There's six issues, I think, and I have two through five. And I don't even want to talk about what it is, but it's really nasty. It's a lot of fucking going on. It's by Gilbert Hernandez, so it's one of the Hernandez brothers. And I think this one is the nastiest book that I have. So, yep. Why haven't you gotten me Cheryl's autograph? Cheryl Teague? Cheryl who? I think you mean Cheryl from the Charlie's Angels. I can't think of her name right now. But I haven't ever had the opportunity to get the autograph. And even if I did, it would probably be like $60 for just an autograph. So I don't know. Maybe if I get the opportunity, I will. But probably won't because I'm not planning on going to a con at least until next year. And the cons I go to don't really have celebrities. They're Heroes Con and Baltimore Con. Baltimore has very few. There's like a back area for celebrities, but they're not, it's not celebrity intensive. And it caters to comic book creators, so there's no celebrities usually. I do find myself sometimes seeing celebrities at some local cons here, but like Denver Comic Con, but I usually don't go to that because it competes with Heroes, and I'd rather go to Heroes. And the Colorado Springs one I sometimes go to, but I never waited in line for anybody except for the actress that was in American Pie, and she didn't have a line. So if she shows up, Cheryl Ladd, if Cheryl Ladd shows up, I'll consider it if it's here in the Springs and there's no line. So, hope that answers your question. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Yes, I think anything's a sandwich. Even a hamburger's a sandwich. Anything that's between two pieces of bread, I define as a sandwich, even though I would say a hamburger and hot dog over saying a sandwich. Why is there no intercompany crossover where Pooch meets Lassie? That's easy. You would probably be the only one to buy it. So, yeah, there's not a big demand for dog comics as there were in the 50s, when Lassie and Rex the Wonder Dog were coming out. So yeah. Why is my family trying to kill me? Probably so they could get their house back and not have all that comics hanging around, is my guess. They'd have space for other things. So that's probably why they're trying to kill you. Have you ever heard of anyone having higher blood pressure? Yes, a lot of people have high blood pressure, but they take pills and they try to get it under control and they monitor it. Because what it could do is high blood pressure could lead you to dialysis if you don't work, if you don't watch it. So you gotta be careful. I don't know the who's Big Al and Little Al. Big Al I know is from Happy Days. Big Al. Let's see who Big Al. Toy Story. I don't even know who Big Al is. Big Al, Little Al. Big Al, Little Al. I don't know who this is. So I don't even know how to re make the reference on this. I don't know what Big Al, Little Al, Charlie Cigar discuss. Don't know him. Don't. The only Al I know is from Happy Days. So I'll pick Big Al. Any Grail books you would pursue when you start going to conventions again? I really want a beat up copy of the first Mephisto. I really would like that. And I'd like to complete my Silver Surfer run. That's one that I would definitely look for. But I don't want to spend thousands of dollars. I would like to drop like 400 max. So, and right now that book is sky high for what I want to pay for it because of the damn movies. Everybody speculates that Mephisto is going to appear. If you won the lottery, what kind of comic room would you have? A whole house dedicated to comics. Yes. And statues and toys and everything would be on display. Flats or drumettes? This is another one that you're throwing me. Drumettes resemble small chicken wings or chicken legs. Oh, I've never heard those terms before. I like the wings, the flats. I'd go with the flats then over the chicken legs, preferably at Buffalo Wild Wings. They seem to absorb the sauce better, and I like the texture better, but I like them both. But I would prefer flats. And last, I think this is the last one we're coming up on. Where did the question go? What is wrong with the world where properties like Johnny Quest, Indiana Jones, and Thundar don't have comics? Probably because of licensing costs and the return on investment. That's probably, if you look at it, Johnny Quest would probably sell 2,000 copies max. And Indiana Jones, depending on the publisher, might be 20K. Thundar would be less than that. It would probably be in the 2K range. It's just the nature of where comics are and what people look for, I guess. And then they have to worry about licensing costs and if it's worth their licensing costs to acquire these properties. I would think the one that would have more potential of any of these is Indiana Jones. The next one is having 15% off customer appreciation sale. Oh, Ollie's Outlet is having it. What are the odds I can get into the store before it ends? I have no idea. You run a unique life, and I don't know how much you can spend or the free time that you get, so I'd have no idea. But if it's important to you, you just make the time and you tell your wife and kids, I want to go take advantage of this sale, and you just go do it. I would like to go to an Ollie's sale. I've never even been in an Ollie's. I had one opportunity at North Carolina, and things didn't work out right. This is from Dallow, so we're switching from Kirk to Dallow. Thanks, Kirk, for all the questions. He is my co-host on the DC Everything Else podcast, which is more like a bi-monthly podcast, but maybe sometime we can get to a monthly flow. Dallow says, should dead mean dead in Marvel and DC Comics? I don't know. I feel indifferent, I guess. I think when there were more things to lose, things meant more. Like, for example, the Krakoa thing on the X-Men. I don't really care if they die right now because they're going to be resurrected. So, the only time that things got fucked up is when they tried to resurrect Rockslide for whatever reason. His personality didn't come back, and there's been a couple of other incidents where they've been resurrected and things haven't worked out. The other one is Siren, but she has the goddess of death in her. So I don't know. Like there's some interesting concepts that you can play with when you can't die, but I'd rather have death. Mean dead is dead, I guess. In a universe, and there'd be replacements. Like when Barry Allen died and Wally took over, I was good with it. When Hal became a monster and became Parallax, and Kyle took over, I was good with it. I was good with Ben Reilly taking over Spider-Man. I was good with Otto Octavius taking over Spider-Man. I was good with Jane Foster taking over Thor. It makes it interesting when they change things up, and they still will change things up. It'll just be always be because they're licensed that they'll bring a lot of the characters back. So yeah, I'd prefer dead mean dead with Marvel and DC, but I'll buy them either way, and I don't care, and I like when they play with things anyway. Drew says, your top five is lessons learned from bad or below average Kickstarters. The bad things are you might not ever get your book, and you have a lot of excuses why. Oh, I have to go to the hospital this month, and oh, I'm broke, and my wife left me, and that kind of shit. Like, I don't need to know your personal life. I paid for your Kickstarter. I really did. And I don't want excuses. I just want my book to eventually come out. So I don't like the excuses. I don't like getting a book after previews. Like, if somebody is targeting previews and Kickstarter and they ship to the previews first, I find that dirty pull. Or if the third one is when a Kickstarter creator sells their product prior to shipping their books, like at a convention. Oh, that drives me nuts. Pisses me off. The other bad lesson from Kickstarters is just not shipping in the proper material, like to keep it protected. Just get damaged books. You should send it in a comic mailer and, protect it. Put it in bag and board and stuff like that. Yes, it costs a little bit more, but you should be proud of your project and want it to arrive in good condition for the consumer to enjoy your product. What's another one? Keep your pro the last one would be keep your product affordable. I don't need to be paying $20 for one single issue. $10 max is pretty acceptable considering that. But if you can bring it under, like into an $8 or $5 range, that's even better because you're competing with the direct market then. So yeah, I would say keep your single issues at a cost affordable price. So I think that get me through all of the questions. And now I'm going to jump into Mike M's weekly reads. And I have to find the equal signs because I'll tag my. All right, so this takes us 4/26/2021 to 5/02/2021. I might only do 1 week. I don't know. I'm going to try to do more. We had a total of 20 comics, 2 Valiant, 2 Marvel, 2 Image, 1 Humanoids, 12 DC, 1 Aftershock. Start with the 3 out of 5s, which means I liked it. Future State, Superman, House of L. In the future, there is a world of Krypton, relatives. They have to fend off demons and doomsday type creatures. The leader's trying to take over is the son. A son of El or Son El, and finally Superman comes down to correct his son. So it's the son of El, and he comes. I don't think it's Jonathan either. The story is a little confusing and hard to tie in with other Superman books, and you could say that with a lot of Future State, because like Future State Suicide Squad, it like blends in with the current Suicide Squad, so it's really weird to see something that is like, is it happening in the future or is it now? It doesn't make sense. DC, Let Them Live. This is the 4 out of 5. This is the Ambush Bug co-hosted inventory stories. A Green Arrow story with the Clock King, where he sends him to prison in Seattle, where no one exists but him and a dog, and that's Ollie and his dog. Green Arrow manages to escape and return to Black Canary. We have Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, number 17 and 18. Batgirl and team work very hard to take out Patient Zero and her team, which are trying to infect all of Gotham with a deadly disease. Then there's a Huntress issue where Spiral asks her for assistance to take down Bast, who stole a device that had power to ignite the Weather Wizard's wand. They stop him, and Huntress is asked to join Spiral again, but she wants to remain with the Birds of Prey. Those are good issues. Ultra Mega number 2 from Image Comics. Noah attacks the Kaiju clan with a drone, and they seek revenge. His friend gives him up to the Kaiju clan because the humans are starving and threatened by the Kaiju clan. We have Dark Future State, Dark Detective number 3 and 4. Bruce Wick works with the father and daughter he lives with to try to take out the magistrate. The daughter is a software programmer for the magistrate. This ends up with them escaping, but their home is destroyed. One of the magistrate's lead cops is burned. Grifter tries to get Luke out of Gotham with the help of the Huntress. We later learn that Luke is using the Grifter to find Huntress. Grifter is able to save Huntress but is captured. Red Hood is now wanted by the Magistrate and teamed up with Ravager. That's Deathstroke's daughter. He later rejoins the Magistrate. They were after the White Rabbit and the actual Red Hood helmets. We have Future State Aquaman. Aquaman is now Jackson, and he is with Aqualass, Mara and Aquaman's daughter. She has a very special abilities to open up the Confluence, which is an ocean that connects to multiverse of oceans. This brings over strange creatures, and Aquaman is captured. Aqualass loses a leg, but is able to form a new one with hard water. And Aqualas saves Jackson from the captors, and they return to their world. Nocterra number 2 from Image Comics. Val and Emroy stop for fuel at the Neon Grove with old grandpa and the granddaughter. He tells her that he is trying to solve a problem, bringing in the light into the world. They are being hunted by Black Top Bill. Post-apocalyptic story there, and pretty interesting. Savage number 1 and 2, volume 2. Savage has become, this is the last 4 out of 5, a popular celebrity after returning from the dinosaur land. He has become a pop icon. Later, there is a dinosaur invasion in which he thwarts, but is captured by Project Bizarre. Project Bizarre is trying to bring Savage's world to our world. Savage escapes with the help of a young teenager working for the lead scientist of Project Bizarre. She is working to uncover to take them down. He decides to leave it all behind and go back to his world with his butler and hunt dinosaurs. His brother might be teaming up with Project Bizarre. So now we jump into the 5 out of 5s. We have Undone by Blood, number 4 and 5 from Aftershock. She tracks down the group of men that killed her family and kills them. The sheriff is mad because she destroyed their ongoing investigation, which was going on for years. It has that book Western she was reading, where the cowboy finally finds his son and gets revenge on those that took him. We have Avengers numbers 675 and 676. No Surrender storyline. I had read these before, as the Grandmaster versus the fellow Elder of the Universe, Challenger in the Contest of Champions, where the Black Order versus a new Lethal Legion, with the Avengers caught in the middle. The first appearance of Voyager and Challenger. Future State Superman versus Imperious Lex, 5 out of 5. In the future, Lex moved to a planet that has a red sun. He sends reticulants to steal power sources from other worlds and bring it to his. His world is thriving until Superman and Lois intervene. He later seeks help from the United Planets, and they grant it if they can assess the resources and find his world has a lot of power crystals. So that's Lex's world. He then says he wants no part of the United Planets because now he has the power crystals and kills the accessors from Metropolis. Superman reprograms the reticulants and erases the memory protection. Later, Lex, X-99's loyal robot, is banished to the moon where the reticulants are and starts them up so they can go to Lex's planet to destroy everything. He doesn't do that intentionally, that just happens. The poor robot worships Lex. Lex uses fake news to keep loyalty and leads to his downfall. Very much like the political climate of Donald Trump. A lot of interesting political points in this story in terms of the council and how Lex led his people. The Sword, that was Mark Russell and Stephen Pugh, I believe. Sword of the Atom, number 1 through 4. This is the mini series from the 80s. Ray is waiting for Jean to come home from a long day and is worried. He goes outside because of the weather and finds her making out in a car with a coworker. That's his wife. They separate and he takes a trip to South America to look for more white dwarf pieces and ends up in a plane hijacking where the plane crashes and he is found by a small warrior society of aliens and taken prisoner. He ends up as a gladiator with those aliens, with his fellow blinded slaves, a blinded slave, and they ca and the cause an insurrection of the current leadership. And a slave runner helps them escape. We have 5 out of 5 from Humanoids, a Space Bastards, a futuristic, violent way of delivering packages. One guy is fired by his accounting firm and becomes a mentee of Manticore. And he ends up getting the reward for his first delivery, and it's a crazy ass delivery. So that's it. The 5 out of 5s were Space Bastards from Humanoids, from DC Comics, Sword of the Atom, a retro, Future State, Superman versus Imperious Lex, from DC Comics, from Marvel Comics, Avengers 675 and 676, and then from Aftershock, Undone by Blood. I'm going to leave it off on that note, and we'll talk about the next batch of books in the future because I want to get this episode done before Barb comes back. So thank you for listening. You can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch at geekbrunchpodcast.com and on Facebook, Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, follow all the episode threads there. There you can find Mike M's Weekly Reads, Geek Brunch, Geek Brunch Retrocast, Mike M's Collector's Corner, the CC Pop Podcast, Mike M's CC Pop, and others. And on the DC Noise feed, you could find me at dcnoisepodcast.com, where you will find DC Spotlight and the DC Everything Else podcast, which is about all non-superhero related titles. That's why it's Everything Else. So we'll talk to you later, and thanks for listening. Bye.